Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
Now, with that being said, the time has now hit zero, which means a big warm welcome to the Marketing Your Practice show. I think we're episode number 14.
14, I think it is.
14.
Today. Episode 14 of Marketing Your Practice.
So
very, very excited. And today we are going to share the five biggest mistakes that people make with their marketing. And we're going to help you. We're going to give you solutions to those and have you getting better results.
It comes off, it's, you know, in terms of some of that pre-show conversation as well that we talked about. And I know in terms of whether this is a mistake or not, because perhaps the first mistake that we see, because we're chatting with people around marketing and video and community outreach, it astounds me how many people are doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they think their marketing is fine, but they're not marketing. So the first mistake is you're not doing anything. So you cannot build a tribe of people who know, like, and trust you if you're not putting yourself out there. You have to be doing something for your marketing not to work. And as I mentioned beforehand, you know, think of any successful business, you know, any from, you know, Coles to, you know, Versace to Ford Motor Car, they're two. They all have significant budgets where they're marketing. Now, there's a reason why they market, is it's because they know that they need to stay forefront of people's mind. They're constantly trying to create an environment where they're building liking, trusting, and more people to know them. So I've said this beforehand, but quite simply, the more people that know, like, and trust you, the more people will be ringing your office to make an appointment. And that's what marketing is about. We miss this in marketing. We typically talk about three components of marketing. There's a before unit, a during unit, and an after unit. Now, I didn't make this up. It came from the brilliant Dean Jackson. Now, the before unit's all the things that we do to reach out to our community to get them to come into our practice. Now, whether that be Facebook ads, whether that be our Instagram account, whether that be community talks, on and on and on. The during unit is one of the great things that we do inside our practice. We train with our staff, so it's a brilliant experience when they come in your front door. You deliver great adjustments, great nutritional device, great exercise, whatever it is that you do inside your healthcare practice there. And then there's the after unit. The after unit is all the great things that you do to keep in contact with your practice members in between them seeing you as well. Now, many, many health practitioners, many of the friends that Tony and I have grown up with, have brilliant during units. You know, they're great at taking great care. They do things afterwards. But so many of us forget about the before one. You know, the way that we attract patients in is, no, I'm a referral-only practice. Well, that's great, okay? It's tough if you're just starting a practice, how can I be referral-only? Because I don't have any people to refer people. Mm. But we need to make it bigger. And I had an experience literally, 2 hours ago now that, again, reminds me of the importance of us consistently reaching out to our community. So I had a referral to me this morning, a patient who's moved down from Queensland down here to Melbourne, referred from another great chiropractic guy by the name of Lawson Heath. So, Lawson, if you're watching, hello and thank you. We've spoken about the patient. And I'm taking a bit of a history going and doing a catch-up. And here's a woman who'd had 20 years of back problems and had tried everything. She said, I'd been to physiotherapist and acupuncture, and I'd even tried chiropractic and nothing had worked for me. And then one day after 20 years of living with, so just imagine that for a moment, 20 years of living with a problem. She said, I got this flyer in my mailbox. I read it. I thought this guy sounds like he might be able to help me. And I went along and started seeing Lawson. And Lawson has changed her life. And we're now another 20 years after that. She's been pain-free, functioning great. And so that one bit of marketing that Lawson did, reaching out into a community there too, that changed that woman's life. So when you're thinking about, should I get into some marketing? Should I start on this process? Don't make it just about you. We talked about this a little bit beforehand. Your marketing is an opportunity for you to reach out into community and make a difference to people's lives. So, you know, we talk about often this idea that marketing is often viewed as sleazy, pushy. But if we do our marketing right, it's magnetic.
Mm.
You know, we all love to buy. We all hate to sell. And great marketing, and we'll talk about what makes great marketing, is very attractive. It's very magnetic. Anything that you would kind of add to that?
No, I think you nailed it on the head, Matt. I think, yeah, that number one, the biggest reason is that people actually don't market. I think you've nailed it.
Yeah, so there we go. We've just had Jolene jump in and say hi. Hi, Jolene. Ellie, Theo. Theo does some great stuff. We've both worked with Theo in the past there as well. Mm. So if you're just joining us now, we're working our way through the five biggest mistakes that we see people make with their marketing. Mistake number one is they don't market. So the solution to that is to start marketing. And then these next four steps, we'll talk through four of the mistakes. We'll show you what to start doing as we move forward. So on to number two.
So the second biggest mistake, or number two in the biggest mistakes, is that people are marketing too quickly, taking people on a journey too fast. Sometimes we just need to slow the hell down and take it step by step, because we see a lot of people putting out offers and marketing that's just taking, almost going over the top of people's heads and missing the mark, because we're just moving far too quickly.
What would marketing that moves too quickly look like?
It could mean putting an offer out that says, hey, come in and see us. We've got a reduced offer that's only $37.
Yeah.
In which case, yeah, I mean, some people might respond to it, but it's going to be some interesting people that do respond to it. It can work in certain things depending on what you're measuring, but we want to be taking people on a nice, it is a journey. It's a journey that we want to be taking people on with our marketing, but whatever it is, it might look, something a bit better might be to say, hey, why don't you come and watch one of my videos, or maybe come in for a workshop, or it's just slow it down. Let people consume your great information. Let people get to know, like, and trust you, so they can then make a buying decision at their time when they're ready.
There'll be a theme that we'll talk through with this. And we've spoken about this on previous shows, and I want to go over the difference between what we often refer to as promotional marketing versus value-added marketing. So promotional marketing really is your discounted offer. It's put something out there with the hope that if I just halve the price of it, those people will see that and want to come in. Now, this works for knickknacks. It might work with things you want to buy from the supermarket, the shop. Where really the only reason we're making a choice is all about money. For commodity-based things, most of us might choose the petrol that we put in our car in terms of where is cheapest. We don't often have a loyalty. But when it comes to things like our health, it's not a commodity. Most people aren't shopping around to choose a chiropractor, a naturopath, a myotherapist based on price alone. And when you position yourself on price, in many cases, I think it actually has the opposite effect. It can cheapen many cases of what you're offering out there. So Tony and I often talk about the marketing journey, the arc that someone gets to go through before they end up in practice. When you do it in a really cool, heart-centered way, I don't mean to disrespect this, it's almost like a dating journey in some ways, where if you are wanting to build, an intimate relationship with somebody, on the first time that you met them, you wouldn't be asking them to marry you at that stage. We want to start a conversation up, see if we've got things in common. We want to offer value to them. We might have a drink. We might go for coffee. We might go to lunch. We might go to dinner. We meet the parents, all those kind of things. In many cases, it's months or years before we pop the question there. And I'll often say this, the kind of person that is going to be prepared to marry you on date one is often the person, as Tony said before, we're not going to want to end up with as well. Now, there was a short time there where on Facebook you could put an ad up there of, listen, half price initial consultation, and it kind of worked. And the reason it worked is because it was new and different. So new and different is important. And like I said before, we're going to have a whole show around new or different, how you add that in there. But it's not new or different now. So, the people who I know who are doing these ads, and I've chatted to many friends of mine, whilst they might get a bunch of names saying, yeah, I'll come and see, the vast majority of them don't ever turn up. There's no relationship there. And you've sold yourself based on price only as opposed to delivering value. So the second mistake that we see people make with their marketing is you go too fast. We need to understand that this is a relationship that we're building. We need to add value. So as opposed to making it promotional, we want to make it value added. We want to build value. We want to go first as well. leads us very much into mistake number three, which is we're just not playing a long enough game. Now, the good thing is, because if I'm saying not playing a long enough game, you might like to think, oh, man, how long? Once you get this steam train up and running, it's going. It's like anything. It takes some momentum to get it started. But it takes multiple touch points. You know, 10 or 15 years ago, it might have been 5 touch points before somebody was happy making a buying decision. You know, that's up around 20-plus touch points now. So think of the process that you go through before you invest in anything important. You know, whether it's buying a car, no one just walks into, not no one, very few people walk into a car lot and buy a car without doing any research. You know, when you want to buy a computer, you ask your friends, you look online, you do a search through, you might watch some videos. We're starting these, now these 20 touch points can happen really quickly. They can happen, you know, within a matter of minutes or hours if somebody goes online, does a search for you, reads some Google reviews, pops over to Facebook, watches a couple of videos, back to your website, hops on the phone and makes a call. But don't expect, this is why that first one comes up doesn't work, is because, you know, we're going too quickly. So we need to give multiple touch points in multiple places. This is part of the reason why it's now a little bit more complicated to measure return on investment. Mm-hmm. You know, I put $30 into my Facebook ads. And in fact, Ali, if you're still on, I'd love your thoughts on this. So Ali from Thrive Marketing, we love Ali's stuff here too. Ali does a great job. If you're looking for somewhere to help manage your Facebook ads accounts, we love what Ali has to do there. It's sometimes now not as simple for you to say, listen, I put $30 into my Facebook ads.
Actually, Splice Marketing. But
what I call Thrive?
Thrive Summit, we're
yes,
putting together.
Look at that. Splice.
Splice Marketing.
Marketing. They're going to have a hard time trying to find Thrive Marketing, Ali. So Splice, S-P-L-I-C-E, Marketing. So because if someone might see your Facebook ad, go over to your website, read some of your blogs, and then when they get on the phone and say, well, how did, you know, well, your staff asks them, how did you find out? Oh, look, I was on your website. And what you don't know is the reason they got to your website first was from your Facebook. But start playing a longer game with regards to that. Ali laughing at me about that too. So apologies about that, Ali.
I think one thing to think about, and one thing that I go through in my head and try and come from this point is that playing that longer game, you know, don't look, some people look at it like a bit of a hassle that you have to play a longer game. You can't just put something out and something happens, this instant gratification. So just think about that. You're going to be showing people your brilliance over a long period of time. It takes people to absorb your brilliance. There's so much brilliance inside of you, the knowledge, the passion, the enthusiasm that you have for helping people. Let people see it, and let people see it in different forms and different varieties, whether it be video or written or whatever it is, in your house, in your practice, on the beach, whatever. Let them see your brilliance. It's, you know, that kind of keeping it all inside, that's not going to get you any results. But get it out.
I'll tell you what's more of a hassle than doing that stuff. More of a hassle is having an unpredictable flow of new patients. More of a hassle is every time you go on holiday, you come back, your practice crashes. More of a hassle is you not being able to put on multiple practitioners because you don't know how to attract high-quality new patients. More of a hassle is you not being able to live the life that you damn well deserve to live because you don't know how to do this. So, yes, as we said beforehand, it's only a hassle when you don't know how to do it. There's not a successful business that doesn't have a community outreach happening. Now, as with anything, you either spend of your time or you spend of your money. If you don't want to do this, pay someone to do it. Mm. Find someone. You cannot ignore this. If you don't have a process of community outreach where you're constantly nurturing your community, reminding them about how good you are, what value you have to them, you cannot expect to have a mass of people raising their hand saying, I want to come and see Dr. Tony. I want to come and see Dr. Tony. But when you start to get this up and happening, then, you know, down at Lara, our other practice there with, you know, Lara and my partner, you know, we're just seeing growth after growth, month after month. Now, that's because Lauren does a great job with her care. You know, Alex, our associate, works with us great. But we also have a predictable process that brings new patients into us that makes us feel great and takes some of the stress off of that as well.
And it's like, you know, Angus and I, you know, now, or never really, but we don't sit and go, oh, God, I've got to put a video together. Oh, God, I've got to do a live. Like, this is fun. This is, you know, we get energized by this. And you can get to a point where you're putting great information out and you feel amazing about it and you are releasing your brilliance. And it almost becomes a bit addictive, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's cool.
So if you're joining us now, we're working our way through the five biggest mistakes that we see, you know, healthcare practices make with their marketing. First one we talked about is they just don't market. They have a lousy headspace around what marketing is there as well. Mistake number one is they're going too fast with the marketing. Gang, the days of you just putting an offer out there to cold audiences, telling them, look, it's a half price initial consultation, I'll throw on a pillow, are gone. They don't work. Now, you can use that. We'll talk about this again. This could end up being a 9-hour show. You can show that offer to people who already know, like, and trust you. But we need to build warmth with those audiences beforehand. But showing that to cold audiences is going to be a waste of your time, effort, and money. Number three, the third mistake that we see is people just not playing a long enough game. You know, if you're going to that metaphor we talked about before, if we're going to want to build a trusting relationship, then please invest into that relationship as well as we're moving forward. So what's Ellie telling us here, Tom?
Ellie is confirming that they won't mention they found you on Facebook, that we hit the nail on the head. Best strategy that they've seen with their Facebook ads is promoting the videos that you're creating, educational videos, the videos that add value to your prospects' lives. Absolutely, Ellie. Facebook ad spend will build that trust and credibility that encourage people to visit your website. That's where the conversions, majority of the time, happen.
Mm.
Exactly what you're saying. Yeah, so Ellie's confirming what you're saying. Mm. People
must be right there.
Oh, must be right. If Ellie and Angus say it, it's right.
This is, we often don't think about, there's a big head shift for me as well, is that we have our patient base that we're looking after, gang, and then what we need to be doing at the same time is we need to be nurturing another whole group of people who aren't ready to come in and see us just yet, but are just wanting to move along. And when I made that head shift, then things change for us. So instead of just looking after the people who I'm putting my hands on, and you still need to do that and do a great job of that too, I'm nurturing a whole bunch of other people who are coming along. We're exactly what Ali said before. We're making videos for them. And what the videos do is they build authority, they build expertise. And the most important thing in all marketing is trust. Trust is the absolute queen. When it comes to attracting new people, you know, we talk about know, liking, and trusting. When people trust you, that's the resource that we want to build most in our community. So, Ellie, thank you so much for sharing there as well. So, Tony, on to mistake number four.
Mistake number four with the marketing is that people are trying to market to everyone.
Yeah.
And it really is a common mistake, isn't it? And I think what we found over the last few years is that it's the solution to this. Often involves a little bit of work that people don't want to put in this work that will absolutely magnify your results 20-fold if you actually get this point that you can't and you shouldn't market to everyone. Hang on, I'm a chiropractor, everyone's got a spine and everyone needs to be adjusted. Maybe, but your marketing message needs to be to someone specific.
But surely, Tony, because this is what we hear back, that if I'm sharing my message with 1,000 people as opposed to 100 people, aren't I more likely to have people want to know, like, and trust me if I'm speaking to 1,000 of them as opposed to 100?
No, because those other 900 won't hear the message anyway. Mm. You know, it won't come into them and go, ah, this is about me, I'll keep watching, or this story is about me, I'll keep reading. We need to be hitting our message. So for you, you love cars. You know, I might put an ad out in a car magazine that might be, you know, you're driving this amazing car and it makes you feel this, and don't you love how the hair blows in, window blows in your hair? Yet you're leaving your health like a beat up old Holden. You know, blah blah blah. You've got to target the message to a particular person with what is interesting to them, not to you. And so we need to narrow our focus and choose a type of person. Choose someone. Choose an audience that you... Two things. Choose an audience that you love seeing and get great results with, whatever results mean to you. But we don't want to be targeting our message to someone that we don't want to have coming into practice. I don't necessarily like taking care of old people in practice. Mm. I'm not marketing to old people. Mm. And I know that I get great results with, let's say, headaches. So I want to be targeting to a certain audience so that they go, ah, this guy knows me. He understands me, those questions. And it looks like he can help me. Mm. And so I'm more likely to do business with him.
There's a real parallel when we think about our marketing and outreach to our community, you know, with fishing. You know, when we go fishing, mm. we think about, okay, what's our bait? We choose a bait based on what we're going fishing for. Yeah. You know, the snapper is going to chase something different from, you know, the flathead, and the flathead eats something different than the, you know, the shark does. So same kind of thing there. So we live in a, what are you laughing at?
Just sounds like you know about fishing, I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, okay, that's about the depth of my fishing. If you had to ask me, what do the flathead want to eat? That's where we would have been interested.
Something on the bottom. Too.
Yeah. But when we're thinking about this idea, and as Tony was saying before, we are exposed to more marketing messages now than ever, literally thousands of them a day. And if we are to break through that noise, there needs to be something that looks like it's calling out directly to me. You know, what is it that I want? So trying to share a message that speaks to everybody ends up speaking to nobody. So focus in. If you're to build trust, and one of the questions we talk about that your marketing should answer is, you know, can they help me? Is important. Do I trust them? Is important. And do they understand me? And these will be the things that will really come through that, you know, because an elite athlete needs to be spoken to differently from a mother of young family or a father of a young family that way too. So we want to communicate with these people in a language that they're used to hearing, in a framework and environment that they're used to hearing as well. So the tighter that you bring your market in many cases, the more effective that your message can actually be there as well. So
I even think about something simple, and again, you know, very, very symptomatic, very quick. But if someone's scrolling through Facebook and they happen to have a headache, and they've had headaches for the last couple of weeks, and it's just really draining them, and they see something that says, want to improve your well-being, or do you want to be healthier? The person's going to go, no, I don't. Just want to get rid of the freaking headache.
Mm.
Versus an ad that specifically calls out someone, and maybe you can't do it on Facebook, but on calls out people, say, hey, do you want help with your headaches? Or are you suffering from headaches? They're going to go, oh, absolutely I am. And then it's going to, bang, hit them in the face.
Yeah.
That's what you want happening.
Nice. That's my cousin Bob who's just
here. Perfect.
Hello, Bob. It's a good point, gang. So step number four. So if you are joining us now, we're working our way through the five biggest mistakes that we see people make with their marketing. Mistake number four we were talking about is they're trying to market and communicate with everybody. The solution to that is pick a group of people to really focus on for the next 12 weeks. Tony gave a really great bit of advice. When you're trying to choose an audience, think about two things. Who can I help and who do I enjoy helping? Who do I enjoy working with? Are two really good things. Now, again, once you've begun to saturate that market and you've been known as the headache guy, the digestive girl, the whatever it is that you want to position yourself on, then start to dominate the next market and then the next market and then the next market. And
I got a story. I went go-karting yesterday with my son, Rafa, and his mate for his birthday. And we're on the way home, and we sat at the traffic lights. And Flynn, my son, said, what's the Melbourne Golf Injury Centre? I went, wow, gee, that's some good marketing, isn't it? What do they do? Well, no guess. You know, I mean, what a great example of narrowing. Now, I'm sure they do more than golf injuries in there. You know, but what they've said is, we are experts in golf injury here, where the Melbourne golf was out in the middle of nowhere. Like, it wasn't even in the city or anything. Like, it was. And so, but great branding, great marketing to say, these are the people that we help. So someone's playing golf, whether it's a weekend warrior or a high-level golfer, and they've got an injury, who do they want to go and see? They want to go and see the golf injury specialist.
They're not going to see the generalist chiropractor down the road there at all, who helps backaches, neck aches, golfing injuries, tennis, elbow. Now, do these guys back at the other place do all of that?
Probably.
You know, but they've positioned themselves as an expert. The more narrow that you get, the more focused that you get there too. There's expert positioning that happens just as a result of that.
Number five.
Step number five, we make our marketing all about us. and not about our audience or our target market. So instead, you know, what we tend to do, and if you think about what the old yellow pages used to be like, or how we would go about our marketing or our about us page, it's, hey, you know, it's Angus Pike here. I've got this award. I got this. I got that. Here's who I am. I've had 15 years experience. I'm great with this, this, and that. Really, it's all about me. You know, come in and see us. This is what we do there as well. And again, that's another part of that promotional marketing. It's, you know, I want stuff about, as I'm doing it, your marketing needs to be about your audience. Or if I'm consuming this as I'm flicking through Facebook or reading a newsletter inside my, that might be in my mailbox there as well. This goes back to the question that we had at the start that we talked about people being nervous making videos as well, is that no one really cares about you. You know, when you're making a video, it's all about them. Right now, no one really cares about us. It's if I can do something to make your life better, that's what it needs to be about. You know, what kind of content can you put out there that value adds? So if I was those golfer dudes, then, you know, I would be making videos that show this is the warm-up that every golfer should be doing. Mm. Hey, you're a golfer out there. Do you have a golfer's elbow? If you do, try these three things. You know, hey, golfers out there, did you realize that the foods that you're eating could be affecting your performance? Okay, here's my five favorite foods that you should be eating before and during every golf game if you want to stay sharp and keep your body working the way it ought to. So there's pieces of content that would add value to them, that would build authority. I mean, if we go right back to the start, we talked about going, and I haven't even mentioned yet, you know, when they've consumed some of my emails, been over to my website, I've built authority and trust. And then I say to them too, hey, listen, thanks for coming on over to our blog here. Thanks for reading our emails as well. Here's a gift voucher for you as well that gives you half off your next visit or your first visit in there too. At that stage, I become, instead of being sleazy and pushy, those kind of things there,
wow, it's like, how cool is this guy?
Great. Not only was I loving the videos that he was making, the emails that they're sharing, those kind of stuff, and now I've got this voucher, that's when it becomes a knock out of the park in terms of results as well. So the content that you're sharing out to the world, to your community, needs to be value added to them. It needs to be about them. Stop talking about you. No one really cares. No one cares what you had for breakfast. I don't really want to see videos of you working out in the gym. You know, occasionally I do because I want to get to know you. Most of your content needs to be making my life better as your audience as well. When you do that, you'll never have to worry about where your next new patient is coming from.
What's it? Beanie drop.
A beanie drop. Coffee drop, mic drop, which is up on here.
There you go, folks. There's the top five mistakes that people are making with their marketing. And I think you just nailed it on the head there with that last example. So step number one, people aren't marketing for many reasons, but they're not doing it. Two, going too fast, moving along the journey too fast for your audience. Number three, just not playing a long enough game. You know, we talk about the marriage analogy. Number four, people are trying to market to everyone, therefore marketing to no one. And number five, obviously, your marketing is about you and it should be about them, your target audience. So next time you're thinking about putting some stuff out there, rerun these five steps and make sure that yours complies and you'll amplify your results no end.
Yeah. Mm. So you can sit down with your team if you have a team, or you can sit down by yourself and decide who you're going to focus on for the next 12 weeks. Who's a group that, you know what, if we dropped a whole bunch of these people inside your practice, you'd be really happy caring for them. As Tony said before, you know, he has some older patients that come in and see him, but it's just not where his passion is as well. Whereas I really quite like dealing with the old folks. You know, if you dropped another 10 new patients of mine over the next month that are all old folks, I wouldn't stress me at all. Not that it would stress Tony, but it's just not he's with us. So who is the group that you're going to focus on, first of all, to think about as well? How can I add some value to their life with regards to their health challenges? What kind of helpful videos, blogs, content? Start writing this, start shooting some videos, start sharing it out with your community as well, okay? Don't even think about the offer just yet. Share that kind of stuff there too. And if you're savvy with this, and we'll talk about this more another time, we can start to build an audience of people. You can do nifty things when someone's watched one of your videos on Facebook. You can start to build an engagement audience, which means when someone's watched one video, you can show them the next and then the next. And when somebody's watched enough of your content, then bling, all of a sudden an offer starts to pop up for those people as well. And I tell you this, even if you didn't get that fancy with it, but you just picked an audience and you made some really cool and helpful videos, started directing back to your audience, you'll get some outstanding results just from those steps there. So that's where I'd get going. Stop moving too fast with it. Be cool and helpful and start looking to, you know, we start off, I told that story. There are people out there that really need your help. Go find them. That's what your marketing is really all about.
Let your brilliance out.
Cool. Hey, gang, if you're listening to us, at the moment on a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, if you would head on over and leave us a little review, that would be super helpful. We'd greatly appreciate that as well. If you're watching us right now on Facebook Live, then be sure to pop in and say hello. We'd love it if you thought this was valuable to share as well. We're keen on helping. Look, we're passionate. We've seen brilliant health practitioners who have a gift for helping people that are sitting in practices that are empty. And it ain't because they're not really great people. It's they do not understand the before unit that we talked about beforehand. And that's our passion, at really helping those people help more people. It's a way that we can change lives as we move along too. So like, share, comment, all those things. We greatly appreciate
another love heart.
If you're still with us now and you're up for sharing a love heart for Tony, he's had a couple, he's had some thumbs before. So Bob, give Tony a couple of love hearts underneath through there, a couple of taps. Ali, can you share some love hearts with us
as well? Very good, folks. Well, if you have any questions, pop them in. But otherwise, we'll be back at the same bat channel, same time next week for another episode, episode 15 of the Marketing Your Practice show. And we love it. If you have any questions during the week, we'll come back to the feed. Put them in there and we'll answer them either live next week. There's some love.
You just got heaps of them all happening now.
Whiz.
I keep on forgetting because
heart's filling up.
There is about a 20 second delay.
Is there?
10 to 20 seconds from when we say that to what kind of happens. So hence feeling like everyone was ignoring us then, and then they all came through there too. So.
Thanks, gang. Have a wonderful week, and we look forward to catching up next week on the Marketing Your Practice show.
Keep saving lives, gang. See you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.addiomedia.com.